Mishnah Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet Vamatziah, another case where the farmer is less proactive than the owner would like him to be. Hamakabel sada mechavero, the farmer took the field v'lo ratzel nakesh, and he doesn't want to weed it. He doesn't want to weed it. So he says v'amr lo, and he the farmer says ma ichpas lach, what do you care if I weed the field or not? Hol v'ani nos lach chachora. Since anyways, I'm paying you your rent. So this is Dafka talking about a case who's a choker. He's paying these 30 bushels of wheat a year, regardless of what the thing produces. So he says, what do you care? Good, if I don't weed it, it's true that the grain will be like, it'll be less grain produced, but who cares? At the end of the day, you're still going to get 30 bushels of grain. So what do you care if I'm lazy and have a less productive field? Obviously, it wouldn't apply if it's an aris, share, they're sharecropping, because then, of course, that landowner is a loser, because part of the resource of the production of the field is going to weeds, which he doesn't want. But the farmer says to the landowner, what do you care? I'm giving you your rent, let me do what I want with the field. Ein shom lo, we say, that's unacceptable, we do not accept this. Bipnesh yachalom lo, because the landowner considers the farmer, yeah, great. Lamachrata yotzi mimena, good, it's true, you pay my rent this year, but eventually you'll just pick up and leave. V'hi mala lefanai asavim, and now I'll have a field that's going to be producing lots of weeds, since you didn't take care of it when you had it, so when you finally leave, I'll be left with this field that's full of weeds. And even that would be true, even if the deal was that he contracted that I'll have it for 5 years, and I promise before I leave on the fifth year, I will finally do a thorough weeding. Even that won't cut it, Gemara says, because when you weed, obviously like little seeds fall off of the weeds. And what will happen is, if you don't take care of it, for then it becomes full of weeds. So when you finally do weed at the end, so what? In your weeding process, you left behind lots of seeds, so next year it will become much worse than before. I guess that's true with everything in life. If you don't take care of it year in and year out, then you can't just try to take care of it super great at the end. There's permanent damage done. So the landowner can always say, no, you have to weed it year after year to take care of my property because you're just a renter over here. I guess that would be... I don't know exactly how that would apply out.